Mishnah Chetz, there are two different ways to understand the first part of this Mishnah in the Gemara. We will explain according to the conclusion of the Gemara. A man may say to his friend who is a shopkeeper, he may go there on Yom Tov and tell him, Maleli klize, fill up this utensil for me with whatever product you're selling. And even if that utensil which he gives him is a measuring utensil, let's say it holds a liter and it might even have marks for measuring, he can give that utensil to the shopkeeper and tell him to fill it up. But he cannot specify the measurement. He cannot say, give me a particular exact amount of fruit, let's say, or of oil. However, he is allowed to give him a utensil where it's clear that it holds, let's say, a liter of oil, as long as he does not specify that that is what he wants. And the reason is because it does not seem businesslike. Even if he uses such a utensil, some people use that at home as well. That itself is not an indication that he is doing a business transaction. If he starts being precise and tells him to give him a precise measure, then it becomes very much like a business weekday activity and is therefore forbidden. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda says, in my kli shel midah, even if it was just a utensil which had the measurements on it, and people generally used for measuring, lo mal enu, he may not fill that up. Even if he does not specify that that is what he wants, he cannot even say, fill up this measuring utensil for me. Even that appears to be like a weekday, more business-like transaction, and it is not in the spirit of Yom Tov, and therefore forbidden according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah now brings the following story, which seems to support Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ma'aseh ba'Abba Shaul ben Botnis. There was a story that would happen with Abba Shaul ben Botnis. Shahu Mamali Midosov Erev Yom Tov. He would always fill up his measures. Let's say he would sell oil. So he would always fill up the measuring utensils of oil before Yom Tov, v'nosen al hakoches be Yom Tov, and he would give them to those who came to buy them on Yom Tov. Of course, they wouldn't set the price on Yom Tov, as we have learned in the past few Mishnayos. But the point is, we see that he would make sure to fill up his measuring utensils the day before Yom Tov, and not on Yom Tov itself. So that implies, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it is forbidden to use and fill up a measuring utensil on Yom Tov itself. However, Abba Shaul says, Af b'moed oisakein, Abba Shaul ben Botnis would even do this on Chol HaMoed, not only on Yom Tov. So we already see, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that he didn't do this because he held it was forbidden to do so on Yom Tov. It must have been for a different reason. And what was that reason? Maybe Ruei Hamidos, because of the precision of the measurements, and the Gemara explains that many people on Chol HaMoed would come to Abba Shaul ben Botnis to learn Torah by him, and he would have less time to measure out the amount of oil or the amount of whatever he was selling exactly, so he would always do it the day before, or the night before. And so that's why he wouldn't do it on the Yom Tov day itself. But not because he held it was forbidden to fill up a measuring utensil on Yom Tov. Alright, the Chachomim say, Af b'chol oisakein. Even on a regular weekday, Abba Shaul ben Botnis would do this. He would fill up the measuring utensils the night before. B'pnei mitzui hamidos, because of the dropping out from the measuring utensils, meaning he would measure, let's say, for example, oil. He would have a measuring utensil to measure how much oil he was selling, and then he would pour it into a different utensil to sell it in that utensil. But when one pours oil, not every last drop of the oil comes out. Often a bit of it remains in the original measuring utensil. So in order to be totally honest, and make sure he was not taking any extra oil for himself, Abba Shaul ben Botnis would make sure to leave the jug of oil, or the measuring utensil of oil, over the other utensil overnight, so that all of the oil would drop out, and he would be selling the right amount, and no less, to his customers. Ends off the Mishnah. One can go to the shopkeeper, who he frequently goes to, and so the shopkeeper trusts him, so he won't set a price on Yom Tov, but he can say to him, Ten li beitzim ve'egozim b'minyon. Give me a certain number of eggs or walnuts, shekein derech ba'alabaisli es menu p'sich beisai, because that is even the custom of a regular person in his home to count by number. It's not considered like a business-like transaction as soon as he mentions a number of eggs which he wants. Only if he starts mentioning the price or the measurements or the weights, only does it become a business-like transaction then. But just mentioning the number is totally permitted on Yom Tov.